Buster, okay, you ready?
To Melvin.
Buster Posey was wrong, and now he's admitting it.
What was he wrong about?
Because he's selling. He thought the team was better than it was. So get on Posey. He thought the team was better than it was.
Stop striking out. You know, get advance the runner. You know, gee whiz. He needs to come.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. I need to be clear about something. 415. Steinmetz is now distancing himself from Endeavors when he was just as excited as the rest of us. You're right. Let me be clear. When the Giants got Devers, did I think they had action? Absolutely, positively.
And I got some
and
info.
And so did you.
Oh, my gosh.
And
so did Vegas, Steiny. Right.
Everybody did, including Buster Posey.
Okay.
What has happened since then has told me, not that they're underachieving, that they're still a ways away. We overestimated this team at that time. And I are they underachieving?
That okay.
I do not believe they are. Because, like, what, Patrick
Bailey is doing it right. Even though he's been hot, his season has been underachieved. Come
they have not scored all year. They don't hit. Like, and let's just take the umbrella of what we now know. Forget individual players. How's their offense?
It's two hits.
How's
the other
their defense?
Night. Shaky, and it shouldn't be.
Well, that right there, I don't even have to talk about pitching. That's a 500 team. The team can't hit, and they're not great in the field.
I'll tell you what.
And I don't think, yeah, I get it. Devers is not hitting, but they don't have enough hitters is what that's the conclusion I've come
well,
to.
Well, the three guys that you paid exactly that are on the books that have you almost to 200 millies, Donnie, for whatever reason, if you got a magic genie that you can look in you know they're going to bounce back next year, then there's nothing to see here. Okay, this just wasn't the year.
I got to be honest.
But, Donnie, three of your studs, your horses, are not doing it.
And I got to be honest here. If you're really going to kind of rip Adamas, Devers, and Chapman, two guys who have been here 100 games. One guy's been here 100 games. Another guy's been here 40. And Chapman's been here, 2 years? Then get on Buster Posey because he acquired three guys then who aren't very good. But I don't think they're not very good.
Neither do I.
I just think they're not playing well.
Yeah, and I'm
those three guys,
out.
I'm like, look, is Devers not? Sure. Devers is underachieving. Chapman? Chapman's been Chapman. Adamas? Adamas's numbers are now about where they should be. So whether he had four bad months and two great months, the reality is right here, right now, Adamas is like not having a terrible year.
He's the least
so
of your problems.
So he's not totally underachieving. Yeah. Like, here's the other thing. Okay, Ramos. He made the All-Star team last
year. Yes, he did.
And now we've watched him for another year. And what have we found out? He's a bad fielder. He's a bad fielder.
But pretty good with the sticks.
Great. Yeah. But he's a bad fielder. That has cost you. And you know what? He's not, none of these guys are good enough to be bad defenders.
Well, That you know, up until Devers playing first base, you got a position for that when you don't want to try to hide a guy that can hit and can't field. That's the DH position. But I'll say this about the excitement. And I appreciate the 415 basically having my back, Steiny. And you admitted you were excited. You don't play the ponies like I do in Dibs and Willard. And that's gambling, Steiny. But if you want to talk about people's most important investment, that's their chicken. When Ralphie Devers was announced that he was coming to the Giants, Steiny, their odds of making the playoffs were minus 170. So that meant you had to put down 170. That's steep to win 100. And that pretty much tells you, man, this is supposed to happen. You know what it is now for the Giants to make the playoffs? Plus 300. You put $100 down, you win 300. So I'm just asking you to explain, and you kind of have, we all can, what happened from the heavy favorites of the announcement of Devers and how we got here.
One of the things I've noticed.
Plus 300.
And I wonder they probably do it in other cities. But here is the only city I live in. And I got to tell you, I feel like, I don't know if it's with, it's kind of with every team. You know, like, we think Ramos is better than he is. We thought Hayden Birdsong was going to be a really great pitcher. Like, we think these guys are better than they, like Jung-Hoo Lee. Well, Jung-Hoo Lee, like, he hasn't even played enough baseball for us to understand whether he's underachieving. All I know is what he's done since he's been a big league player, and he's below average. So I don't even know if he's underachieving.
I hadn't even heard about him before he came to town, so I'll just leave that there. But, yeah.
Let's go to Gary in Daly City. Hey, Gary.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Prayers for everybody. I was one of the ones that played at that. First, I said Clay was gone, and then I said I didn't like the Devers trade, and I grew up in the city. I took so much heat from everybody I know.
What was it about it?
It was about he couldn't hit an outside fastball in the ballpark.
Gotcha.
Those are the two things I thought about, with the right field, the ball, not knowing what position to play, and the outside. I remember I said the scout guy, I know for a long time, he said he could not hit a fastball away, and you see how they're blowing him away. And it's told you the two games he played against Boston, they had second and third. They struck him out twice, and Miami popped him out and struck him out. And I went, oh, boy. But I would, until he gets Posey, real quick, suppose he gets a guy in the front office from the outside to come in and give him evaluation. We all, because John McVay was with the 49ers between Walsh and DeBartolo. You had Jerry West. We all know what he did. And then you had, Brian Sabian and Ned Colletti. And Ned Colletti was like the go-between. They need somebody from, he kept all the same guys. And he brought in Randy Wynn.
Right.
So how are you gonna have a true evaluation of your team? And who's the guy, like we all grew up, either our dad or somebody at work that took us under our wing, gave us tough love, and kind of checked us. But I would actually call the Yanks. I mean, I know they're not going to do it. But about Devers, Robbie Ray's got a year left, and how many left on his arm? Your closer. And maybe, because if you're 27th in your league in your farm system and you're not scoring runs, and don't worry about the fans. They've come out for a bad product for years, so why not? They're not going to disappear. Why not just see what, I mean, if you don't make the call, you don't know what the answer is going to be, but at least you make the call. Anyway, you guys take care.
Thanks, too.
Everybody.
Thanks, Gary. Gary was early on not liking the Devers trade. I remember him saying that shortly after.
Yeah, remember we were like, man, he kind of broke it down in regard to his swing, but let's just say Jerry West or the Sabians of the world, who's Steiny, I still, Buster leans on them. They got some type of wherewithal within the organization. So we can't, now are we saying
yes,
there's a Jerry West baseball version that would have looked at Devers and could be the GM for the Red Sox? But the only reason that thing got funky is they didn't want him to play third base. And that, so it wasn't that I thought they thought Devers was done. Because you could look at the contract, and when he initially signed it, Devers did, he was going to be their cornerstone.
I guess
he was their
cornerstone. What I always question is when a team makes a move that the fans embrace, and then they want those front office people to act in a different way than what they were excited about. When Buster Posey got back here, and Gary's right, Burrow was the hitting coach. Oh, he got to stay. I asked Risotto. I did. Yeah. And Gary, I'm glad you brought this up because I had asked Risotto this before the show. How many former Giants has he hired? Burrow was here. Randy Wynn, Vogelsong, Panic, brought Bobby Evans back. And at the time, nobody had a gripe. Why? Because we're getting back to our championship roots. Okay. Well, just because they were around at that time doesn't mean as non-players they're going to be able to get this team to a championship level. And you know what? Here's your victory lap. You're right. You look at Pat Burrell and his career as a hitter and who he was and what. Why is he a hitting coach?
All right, man. Okay, wow.
I'm not saying he stunk.
Yeah, no,
he didn't stink, but it's like, what makes Pat Burrell a hitting coach?
Man, I love
other
that.
Other than, well, he's in the Giants organization. And you know what? He wants to keep that baseball lifestyle going. Draw that paycheck, get on the road, have fun on the road. Yeah,
I got you. It's almost to me real quick, Snotty. I'm a 59% career free throw shooter, and you hired me to teach guys how to shoot free throws. How, like, make that make sense.
That said, you know, to me, a batting coach is like a shooting coach in basketball. It's like, you shouldn't really have to need one. You know, you pick up some bad habits in the course of a season, you bring it to the player's attention, and then he goes ahead and addresses it.
But I got
to
tell you something. That was a different victory lap. I'll take it. I thought it was something else.
Now, go ahead and fire Burrow.
To be fair, most coaches were not great players.
Right. True.
Right.
And he certainly fits. But, you know, it's like, I get it. Great, like, George Brett would, I could understand.
Yeah. Barry Bonds, I said for manager, but what if he was hitting coach? I believe you're getting some, but real quick, I believe he can give you something Pat can't.
925, Steiny, I thought the hitting coach didn't matter. It doesn't. I don't think it does.
But how did you get to that?
But if you have to have one, and everybody does, okay, go ahead and get a good one. But who the hell's Pat Burrell?
His nickname was Pat the Bat.
Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And the San Francisco Giants, they just got swept by the Pirates. They were swept by the Mets before that. They're a game under 500 at the, you know what? They're a game under 500. I was going to say at the worst possible time.
Well.
Or is it? Maybe this is the best time to finally see the reality of who this team is, because you still can do something.
Yeah, well, that you can, but right now it doesn't. We'll see if Buster does something in regard to adding.
Well, he's not going to add.
But he's already until 3 o'clock.
Well, Andy Baggerly said he's starting to sell.
And what did Willard tell us? Somebody within the organization texted him after that loss the other night. That the whole bullpen was available. So, man, I'll say this just for my vantage point. And we got football tonight, as you mentioned, Chargers, Hall of Fame game, Chargers and Lions. I just can't believe it. The wheels have come off this fast. Like, we're in August, but damn, Steiny, I was for sure. And maybe they get hot, right? Maybe they go to New York where Chappie last year made those two incredible plays to win the game or save the game for the Mets. I ain't forgot about that, even though last year didn't culminate in any playoffs, but maybe they get hot. And if you're right, baseball has spoken. Well, it can talk again.
Yeah, next year. It'll talk next year.
Well, no, partner, they got almost 60 games left.
Yeah, sure.
So they could keep being bad.
Right, but at least from this point on, we know Buster Posey doesn't think they're very good. So why don't we as a fan base
get behind
Buster Posey and start acknowledging who we really are?
Oh, heck yeah.
We're a 500 team, and we have been for 3.5
years.
He
ain't saying that. I know. I really believe he's not saying that.
It's not saying what?
This is just who we are. This is acceptable. We're fine.
Well, it's not acceptable,
okay,
but it is who they are.
We'll find out how acceptable it is if heads roll at the end of the season. But now, until you get to that juncture, I would like to hear from him. And I know he's probably not going to disrespect, especially now in the social media era. If he were to say something, I'm disappointed in my coaches or manager, that thing would blow up. So that's almost like you're firing a guy without firing him. Nobody wants that. I'm just telling you, Steiny, from my standards, the Giant fans, the baseball that they've seen, this hurts. This season up until right now, this hurts. And what's worse is nobody has any answers.
So, I do. Have the answers. Like, this is the team they are. They're like, I get it. Devers isn't like, is Patrick Bailey better than he's shown? Okay, maybe a little.
All right.
But he's not good enough. Jung Hoo Lee. should be a fourth outfielder. So should Yaz. And like, that's
but
where
we've known that for three or 4 years.
That's right. And that's why
Wilmer Flores.
That's
come
why,
on, man.
Right, Wilmer Flores.
He should. I'm just his knees
just
are shot, no doubt. But you got the best out of him early on. He was having a bounce back season, but it shouldn't fall on him.
It should fall on all of them. They're like, again, here's the other thing. If Buster Posey truly thought this team was a little snake bit, got hit by injuries, have had some bad luck, guys really are grinding, and I think they're coming around, he wouldn't sell. But he's going to sell probably because he can look at this team and say, it's great we were 12 over, but we weren't really a 12 over team. It's terrible that we're 13 and 26, but I don't think we're that bad either. But we're not as good as we thought we were.
I mean, Steiny, when does it stop? Last year,
what do you mean, when does it stop?
80 and 82. The year before, 79 and 83.
Dude, the Warriors went 12 straight years without making
but,
the playoffs.
I mean, that's the Warriors, 81 and 81. Then, bam, you won 107 in 2021. Then you won the year before that, the strike-shortened season, Steiny. What, 29 and 31, 77 and 85, 73, 64, 87, right. 84.
So shame on us. Shame on us.
And then you won the World Series in 14. But
shame
man.
On us for actually thinking that because they hired Posey, like, just like that, everything would change.
Well, this is why I feel, you're going to laugh, this is why I kind of lightweight feel sorry for Posey. He opened up the wallet. He opened up the wallet. He pulled off something Farhan would never do. And I got to be honest, I think he's like, why the hell does this goulash taste like mess when I went to Sprouts and got the best of everything? Why is this tasting? You know who? You can't go to the player. You can't talk to the carrot. You can't talk to the pepper. But you can damn sure talk to the chef. And the chef in this instance is Melvin.
Okay.
Keep control of your club.
See, and
no, I'm serious now. You think I'm playing?
They're not good enough. They're just not.
But this is substandard. This is embarrassing.
It's not. They're 500.
They don't. You know how they got there. This is nasty. 500s. Now, there's 500s. Then there's 500. This is nasty.
No,
you're embarrassing the Giants.
Is 500?
Stop. So, will you give me this? The last 3 weeks of they, on the base pad, whatever. Balls dropping. The Schmidt play.
Okay.
That's embarrassing. Give me that. It's embarrassing. That's different than losing.
It's who they are. Like, you know, it's like we watched Mikel Petras step on the sideline for 10 straight freaking years. And after a while, you got to say, well, he steps on the sideline. You know what I mean? Like, that's
was,
who we became. I'm just telling you the truth.
He missed the free throws. That's it's all like, I remember before.
Ramos, guess what? He's not a good fielder. He's just not.
But you that's keep not talking is. About what he does well or okay, and on this team, swell.
Okay, great.
He can hit.
That's crazy.
He's a positive, Steiny. His hit now weighs his. I'm sorry. I'm
okay,
disappointed
then
in the
quit complaining
fielding.
About his fielding.
No, I'm wondering if better instruction will get better, get him to be a better fielder. Yeah. How much confidence do you got in this regime as far as the coaching? Stick him in right field. Hide him.
Don't separate the coaching from Posey. Do not do that.
You're going to laugh. I wonder if Ramos would be as bad in center or right as he is in left. Maybe it's just something about how the ball's coming, the angles in left. Has anybody thought about that? He's played center before.
Now you want to put him in center.
I'm just, I don't know.
Oh, God.
But I don't want you to keep saying he stinks in the outfield.
He's terrible in the outfield. And you know what, Goo? Whether you say, well, his hitting makes up for it. They have, all their players are one-dimensional. Mm. They have no, who's their best all-around player? All around. Every aspect. All around.
I'll say Chapman.
Okay. And guess what? He's a 245 hitter. That's who he is.
Risotto, what would you say to that answer? I'll
tell you who I would say.
I wanted to say, go ahead.
I'd say Adamas.
I would say Chapman, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Adamas leads the league in errors.
So Chapman's your best all-around player, and right there's your problem. If he's your best all-around player, let's go to every other team's best all-around player and compare Chapman to them. Okay? But let's not stop there. Who's the next one? Maybe Adamas.
All right.
Okay, so we got Chapman and Adamas. Who are this team's best two all-around players? Joe Schmo and Jim Smith. Well, they're better. Like,
well, Shasky was doing that exercise today, you know, with the your top three, and he just used Chapman, Adamas, and Devers. And Steiny, he went down the list of the other three, obviously the Dodgers and the other. Like, even if they lost, they were close enough to compete. And I got a flyer for you guys. Last time the Giants were winning World Series, they never would have won that contest. Who are the top three? You know, they had sound, timely hitting, great pitching.
They had the MVP,
bullpen.
Didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Had the MVP.
Yeah, that they did. But he's now one of the three.
And now their best player or best hitter, the best he's ever been, is 13th in the MVP race. I'm just saying, I think
we think different of Devers, Donnie. I think in modern day baseball, he's a bopper for his generation.
Good. No, he's not.
And that 13th, I lost that battle to you. I thought he was higher.
How many guys have hit 40 homers in the last 5 years in a season? Like 40. Well, okay. Cal Raleigh's there.
All right.
Schwarber, obviously.
Judge.
I'm sure there's a lot more we're not remembering.
But what's your point with that? Like, that's
my point is those are boppers.
Mm.
Devers is a damn good player, but I don't know. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Pretty simple, Giants fans. Like, I get it. Everybody's disappointed. I thought this team would be better too, but when I see where they are right now, I say, you know what? I can see why I thought they would be better, but now I'm seeing why I was wrong. There's been a lot that's happened now I'm looking at this team and thinking, man, they have way more holes than we thought. So I think they're just not as good as we thought
they
were.
And his manager, one of them.
Sure. If you want to put him in there, he's got to be responsible. But I do not think the problem with this team is they've got enough, but they're underachieving and their manager is hurting them. Where are you guys at, Giants fans? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, one thing I'd like to address right now, because it seems to be a pattern. So let's say, okay, nice how beat. About this? All you guys out there, Stymus, you don't know baseball. You don't know anything about
it. You don't hear that.
No, let's just say, Stymus, you don't know anything about baseball. Okay, fair enough. You guys know what you're talking about. Can somebody explain to me how this is what I can't stand. Whenever the Giants have a prospect, we think he's going to be a superstar. Think about it. Luciano.
How was he in?
Think about how we talked about Luciano, and he can't even make the major leagues. We thought he was some kind of future.
Yeah.
But it doesn't stop there. Matos. 170. Ramos is great. Ramos is good. He's turned into a good player.
An all-star game.
Hayden Birdsong. He's the next this, that, and the other.
But they do that in every city, Steiny.
Okay. Well, they're stupid then. They're stupid.
That's the fun of it and the excitement.
Well, miss me then with Eldridge's untouchable.
Oh, wow. Well, that's Steiny.
Wizenhunt. Okay. Wizenhunt.
Yeah.
Wizenhunt.
He was symbolic of what you might not
Joey
have.
Joey Bart.
There.
Oh, Joey Bart. He's
quietly
the heir apparent.
Out a niche,
not with the Giants.
Pittsburgh. Oh, I hear you.
Oh, he's the heir apparent to Buster Posey, Joey Bart. He stunk. Kyle Harrison, we like it. Traded. Like, we build these guys up who have never played a lick of Major League Baseball.
But that's part of the fun, though, Steiny.
Oh, is it fun?
No, I mean,
is it fun?
No, you're watching guys down on the farm.
Is it fun to pretend that a guy's going to be a star when the chances of him being a star are remote?
No, you never know.
That's right. But you know, with these guys, when's the last star that's come out of the Giants farm system?
Lincecum and Posey.
Oh, boy.
Crawford.
That's more than a decade, isn't it?
Yeah,
Webb. Yeah, Webb. Fair enough. Logan Webb.
Stoney, just to put some respect on Ramos's glove.
I don't.
112 games last year, one error.
And errors do not deter. They are not the significant. They're not the number one. Okay.
I hear
That's
you.
Right. That's right. So but if he so he gets to a ball in the gap and it goes by him and it's not an error, it's a double, but he's a great fielder. Right.
Let me throw this to you.
You watched him this year.
I'm running the Giants. And I go winless at home. I go 0-6. Stiney, it's the first time we had a winless homestand. Get this, since April of 1896. So if I do the math, that's over 130 years. And the lowly Pirates were the second team to sweep you. You could say, Stiney, yeah, we're not playing good ball. You're not as good as you. Like, that to me speaks volumes. 130 years, and I'm opening the wallet to almost a $200 million payroll. I would look two or three or four times at the skipper who was running my club because I can't fire every damn player if I wanted to. I just got to really believe that might be on the horizon here.
This year?
After this year, yeah. I mean, man, Stiney, 2-9. That is, I'm shocked we got here so fast.
Well, what's interesting to me is, here's the other thing about this team. If this team was as good as everybody thought, then a 6-game losing streak would not change the direction of a team. But it clearly has, which means it's more than just a 6-game stretch that Posey has watched to make him decide, we can't add to this. Matt Chapman, listen to him.
We lost the last 6 in a row, and, you know, haven't given, you know, Buster in the front office any reason to add. You know, I mean, we kind of did it to ourselves, so it sucks. You know, obviously you can tell that everybody's pretty upset, and, you know, that's not how I saw this thing going.
See, there's emotion.
What I didn't like about that, and you're going to laugh.
Upset,
yeah,
he said.
But no, who was upset?
Chapman said the team's upset. You didn't hear that? I'll play it again. Listen.
We lost the last 6 in a row, and, you know, haven't given, you know, Buster in the front office any reason to add. You know, I mean, we kind of did it to ourselves, so it sucks. You know, obviously you can tell that everybody's pretty upset, and
that's
not how I saw this thing going.
Well, Chapman's on the team, and he can tell.
Well, I can't by that soundbite. I'll just say this to that.
They're hot.
Stiney, there was some finality to that. I don't like it. Like, Matt, you guys still got time. You're smirking, but you still got time.
Players know.
That's it.
Players know.
And fans know.
Players know.
And
when
fans, too.
That's right. Players know when they're a good team and when they're not a good team, and they know where they are in terms of the middle, up top, and This is who they are.
But it's who they've been. But Stiney, I'm being real with you. Outside of the romantic side, I was romantic about Buster taking over, and I thought about what if Jeter did it for his team, and Kobe if he had the opportunity, or Jordan with the Bulls, Curry with
the Jordan
Warriors.
Did have a chance. Well, Michael Jordan was the worst owner in the NBA.
Not for the Bulls.
Yes, he was. He was the worst owner in the NBA.
Yeah, but not for his team.
So
there's
so if he'd have been the general manager of the Bulls, he would have been great.
No, I'm not.
Or the president of the Bulls owner.
I'm just saying that was on the watch of Charlotte. My point is to you is this hurts, and I didn't forget what I was going to say. I'm just going
to. Let's go to Jimbo in Milwaukee.
Damn.
Hey, Jimbo, how you doing?
You jumping
See,
in.
See, you're out of ammunition.
No, I was about to say something. You jumped in about Jordan and the thing.
Well, you brought up Jordan.
Did you just let it marinate?
You brought up Kobe. Oh, if Kobe ran the Giants, what does that have to do with anything?
The Lakers. His team.
Yeah, okay.
I'll remember.
Okay, what's up, Jimbo?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
It's just kind of difficult how the season has just gone in a different way so quickly after the acquisition of Devers. Like, last week I called you guys and I was like, man, I hope they trade for help. And then this week I'm just, like, thinking of a different tune because he already traded Rodgers And I'm like, dude, trade Ray. Because the previous years, the Giants had what? What's the guy's name? That pitcher that we had for 2 years?
Radon. All-star. Gosman. Radon.
Yeah, those guys. And then we didn't get nobody in return, and we lost those guys. You know, and you don't know how long Ray can pitch. He's a little bit older. You know, I would try to, you know, like I said, beefing up our farm system. You know, try to see if you can get off of some of these contracts. You know, I mean, like you said, we're a mediocre team, and you're like, I think we're in the top 10 in payroll.
Man,
I'm like, man, that hurts. Like, and then you just like, I'm happy that Buster is trying to make us better, but then the product on the field, it's on the players, right? You can't blame Buster for trying to build a team.
Not at all.
You know, when the players don't produce, right? Like, we can't blame Melvin. So if the players were doing good, we'll be like, oh, man, Melvin's a great coach. Like, you know, sometimes you have to put some accountability on some of these players. You know, it's just rough that, you know, people are not. And you just, like you said, look at their stats. There's only one guy batting over 269. They're all like 240 and under. Their home runs, they're not boppers. None of them are boppers. They're all middle of the pack. Like, what's the most home runs? 15? That's not a bopper to me. You know, I mean, they got power, but the strikeouts, like you said, they're on pace for like over 1,300 as a team on strikeouts. Like, I want them to reassess and play a different style instead of trying to play American League ball, like home runs and, you know. I want them to go back to the old, like, National League style, like, manufacturer run, you know. Someone gets on base, they move them over. Hopefully we can get a good contact hitter, you know, some speed, you know. I think, you know, we got to go back to that old school baseball because we don't have the hitters. Like,
yeah,
they're just, they're not producing it. It's really hard to watch.
Yeah, it Man. Is. Thanks, Jimbo.
But
Jimbo's in Milwaukee.
Yeah, and I'll say
he's probably taking heat because the Brewers, woo!
Yeah.
That team's together.
Yeah. I know, they just put it on the Cubs, 2 or 3. But I'll say this about Buster. He put his money where his mouth is. This is not one of those situations where we thought Farhan was a tightwad with the money. That's why I believe Buster's fuming. He spent the money. Like, this ain't good enough. And if Shasky's of the world are right.
Buster does not fume. Buster's disappointed.
You're judging the player like that's who he is at the helm of his new job. I'm just saying he's watching this. He knows the game. And wouldn't you be pissed watching your money and your payroll at $200 million be done almost what looks like by August 1st? You know, that was – oh, this is what I was going to say.
Stoney, I suppose he looks at himself first.
But I thought Kapler was the problem. I thought Farhan was the problem. The team is – this is almost worse. They're out of it before September 1st.
So,
like, I thought all that was changing.
Well, you're wrong. You were wrong. We were wrong. We were wrong.
Except Buster put his money where his mouth is and went and got Devers and added that to a team that was 11 games over.
It's one guy. They need far more than one guy. Let's go.
People say I look depressed.
Do you want to go through their 9-man lineup? They probably have 5 of their 9 everyday players are below average. Tell me how they should be.
I hear you.
And you know what? And
I said this while you were gone. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, man.
Remember I used my Costco line about they got the big jug of magic after Bailey hit that walk-off. What do you call it? Remember where the eggs? The egg. You don't have anything. That magic, that stuff is gone. And I'm just asking you, give Buster a break in regard to he did his part. He went and got a bat, whatever reason, we could talk about it to 5 o'clock. It's not helped everybody else, and nor has Devers popped off.
But see, here's
that's got to make it worse.
Well, here's what I would say to that, and I'm not the guy that rips Posey or rips Melvin, but if you say, I don't think it's fair when you say, well, you can't be mad at Posey. He spent the money. He spent it, okay. Up to this point, which has led the team to one game under 500, the players he signed have not produced. Why isn't that on Buster Posey?
Some of it is.
No, why not all of
it? Because you talked about, before we even started this show, baseball is nuanced. Donnie, it's not just a one-man thing. The bottom line is Adames is coming around. I'm using your words. You said now if you look at the numbers. No, I'm upset on the outcome of my team and where we're at and the standards I thought we had when he played. That's why I know he's looking like, man, what the hell is going on when you see the play at second base or first base the other night? You see Ramos, supposed to be a mainstay, just running around the bases like a bad new bear. Like, man, and then this is what I personally do not like. There's no – and all you're going to tell me for the – it's all about the wins, Goo. But I feel like the Giants management sold their soul for a victory that they're not getting, and I feel like it's just a baseball god saying, "Hey, you got to sit somebody. Gods? You got to sit somebody down. If Ramos is out here acting a fool on the base paths, you got to sit him down. And if you lose that game, maybe it was worth it for the message. But to keep putting him in there, I'm wondering, is he not learning? Because there's no hammer to drop. We see it in sports all the time, Stoney. And we had a." The great Fleming on yesterday with the morning roast talk about your managers can divvy up the playing time, but not here with Melvin.
So Melvin's not doing a great job. The talent's not – the talent isn't overwhelming.
Is there a correlation?
The defense isn't great. Sounds to me like, why would we think this team's better?
Because somehow before they start showing you the warts – they were 40-29.
Yeah. Yeah, they got it right. And, like,
and everybody was feeling good.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Who are the Florida Marlins?
Well, Miami Marlins.
Okay, Miami Marlins.
Well, they're a young club with talent. They got off to a horrible start.
Right.
And now they're playing ball.
They're getting close to .500.
Yeah.
Right. So they're a team on the ascent.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants aren't. Like, they started well, and now they're running out of gas.
Right, and I know for the millionth time, Stoney, I keep asking you, Willard and Dibbs, why in the fans, but is your – I think I know you. So your why is, Goo, they're not good enough. That's your why.
Well, no, I have the – like, I don't know why Devers isn't hitting. I just know that Devers not hitting is why – one of the reasons why they're not very good. But he's not the only one. Like, that's the other – that's – why I've come to the conclusion.
And I agree. You mentioned five guys.
Top to bottom, they have too many guys.
Oh, man.
Who, like, after a while, I stop thinking it's underachieving, and I start thinking, well, Patrick Bailey's not very good. He tries. Yeah, he really tries hard. Ramos tries, but Ramos is not a smart base runner. Mm. And Ramos is not a great fielder. David Sampson, maybe he can help you, Goo. David Sampson was on with the morning roast yesterday, and he was a former Marlins president. Listen to him, what he said about the Devers trade.
And so Devers on the Red Sox is going to be no different than Devers on the Giants, but it just sounds different. Oh, I'll play first base. I'll play the field. I'm a good company guy. That's sort of the falsity of the beginning of a relationship where everything is butterflies, unicorns, and, you know, roses and love, and then it gets stale, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God, it's just like everything else. And I think that Devers is going to end up being that, and the Giants will regret this trade. And I talked about it, and you know this, sort of the day it happened, and it's not a big sample size, but it's going to be at some point.
Wow.
I'm not sure, I mean...
Play it again.
I'll play you another one. This one's on the problem with the Devers trade.
I would just say that when there are trade discussions between two teams and one of the teams says yes, like immediately without any conversation, you may have a problem. And I always viewed it myself as having a problem with the Rays because I always felt like they were going to outsmart me. But when you're taking on that kind of money and you knew the Red Sox had to trade him and they were just dying for someone to take on all the money and the Giants did it, when they said they'd do it, that's it. The trade's happening. And I get why the Giants felt like getting this player, an all-star caliber player, signed to a long-term deal when you felt like you've been a bridesmaid when it comes to free agent signing. So this becomes your free agent signing. It just smelled of a little desperation to me, because the what happened to him in Boston, generally players are who they are, just like people are who they are.
That's David Sampson, the former Marlins president.
I have no problem with the desperate word. Like, that's what Posey or whoever took over this job after Farhan was trying to stop this vicious cycle of mediocrity. So
desperate's risky. When you make a desperate move, if you're acknowledging it's a desperate moves are risky,
okay,
right?
You got to be willing to take a chance in life. What do we mean it didn't work? For this season, the Devers trade is not bad. Well, we can't judge it yet.
Well, it's been bad.
I mean,
you judge it every day.
But I'm being you to you. The book is not written.
That's right. It isn't.
But I'll tell you, the scoreboard right now is bad. You're down 10.
The bottom line is you acquired Devers and you ain't going to the playoffs probably.
And that hurts.
Okay, well, try again next year. Like, Leroy.
Our man.
On the Boxer and Gerson work attorney's injury text line. Your boy Leroy from the 510. I told you. Let's go to Nick in Ohio.
He didn't like it, man.
What's up, Nick? How you doing?
Hi, guys. Who was it that said you are what your record says you are?
Bill Parcells.
You know, when they had that record 3 years in a row, it's like the other expression is when somebody shows you who they are, believe them the first time.
Hey, Nick, did you hear? You know the way I'm putting it? Like, baseball has spoken.
Oh, my God.
And the Giants are a 500 team. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's who they can. Oh, one more thing, though.
Sure.
As far as managers, should they be fired? What kind of impact do they have on the team? I think of all the major sports, baseball managers have the least influence. I would say maybe in the operating the bullpen, that's what Bochy was so good at. But I don't. Maybe if they lose the clubhouse, then you fire him. But firing
Melvin
right now, I don't think it's going to make any difference. Might even make him worse.
Yep. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate the call.
And Nick, my point was that was something you would look into if this swoon kept up, Stoney, at the end of the year. So, Nick, I wasn't advocating for it to be now.
I'm gonna be honest with you, and this is the
Bob
way
Melvin
I feel.
Had a lot of talent and three superstars in San Diego, and for whatever reason, I'm being fair, he wasn't the guy for the job. I'll leave that there. Soto, Tatis, and Machado, and for whatever reason, Melvin couldn't get that bunch to the promised land.
Irrelevant at this point.
It's in the file.
Well, then why'd you hire him?
I don't have that answer.
Okay. Well, he's still the manager. Here's the other thing. I am dead serious about this one, and I'll go back to the Denver situation. If you're out on Melvin, why in the hell would you wait till the end of the year? That makes no sense to me. Oh, well, you know what? We're down on Melvin. He's lost the team. They're not playing hard for him. We'll give him the rest. Absolutely not.
Hey, let's say you're right.
Fire him.
All right. Say you're right. Then he's not getting fired. I get what you're putting down, but let's say you're right, Stoney. Then he must not be getting fired. And Goo, talking to myself, he got that extension and Buster might stand on it. But I know I'm not a unicorn and thinking, I just feel like this team needs something else from that position, the captain, the skipper. And I think some things would change, but now all of a sudden they've turned into the Bad News Bears, kind of telling on themselves, not knowing the rules, or did he know the rule? Balls just drop. A lack of communication. And in baseball, that's important, man. It just is, from up top.
More David Sampson, the former Florida Miami Marlins GM.
Straight panic, and that's what it is. You don't want to have too many players' meetings. You want to do them only, you know, occasionally during the season and right before your best pitcher is going against the team's worst pitcher, because you want to get a win after every player meeting if possible. And when we do a front office meeting, it was because something acute was happening where we needed to deal with it that minute and we couldn't deal with it individually, so we get the whole team together. But when you're doing back-to-back meetings and you continue to lose games, the whole purpose of trading for Devers was to get an early start on being a buyer. The benefit of that is that if it doesn't work, you can turn into a seller by the deadline.
There is a silver lining.
Well, we got 4 hours, three and some change.
What do you mean?
Till 3 o'clock to find out if they're going to sell anything. And I kind of like the trade. Remember, we first got it yesterday, the Rodgers trade. You got two guys to put on the farm, kind of close, and you got a reliever for your bullpen to take Rodgers' place.
And he, like, the other thing is, nobody's saying, like, oh, what do you want the Giants to do, Stein? You just mail it? No, they're not going to mail it in. Like, if they don't make any more moves, okay, then what do? Well, you know what? You start over tomorrow in New York. If you really think you've been underachieving, you didn't make a lot of significant moves, so you have to go out and play. Now, what can you try to do in the second half of the season? Do you bring up Eldridge? I don't know. I would try to figure out what's going on with Hayden Birdsong in the second half of the season. That's one thing I would do.
Well, he wouldn't touch the mound for me.
He wouldn't?
No.
So you're in. So you're not making the playoffs, but you're not going to try to develop him? What are you going to do?
I've seen enough. What you're doing now, try to piecemeal it.
So Birdsong, you're done with it?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't think he's going to get another start this season.
I think he's going to pitch in the big leagues for the Giants this year. So, wait a minute. You're giving up on Birdsong entirely?
We got a lot to fix. And I think it's the Steve Sachs stuff with not being able to throw
He's 23.
I didn't ask how old he is. I'm just saying why he went out of the lineup. There was some real stuff going on. So, I mean, when do you bring him back then?
When he went back?
How do you know?
Well, that's what the coaching's –
You got confidence in the coaches, everything that's going on with the management.
Well, let me tell you what I'm not doing. Giving up on Hayden Birdsong and saying he's never going to pitch again.
Well, this thing can be so bad.
I mean, come on,
go out there and get the ball.
Like, that – again, the silver – like, if you're not going to make the playoffs, the silver lining is let's get Birdsong out there, see if we can get him right – and start to think we might be able to count on him next year. Like, would you trade Birdsong?
No, you're a little strong.
Yeah,
I was a little strong. But still, the bottom line is, this thing was going, I'm looking at it through the prism of Stani. They were playing playoff baseball every game until the end of the season.
Well, they're not.
And I didn't know if he, like, I didn't trust him. But now when you say, hey, we basically have nothing to lose, I'm sure we'll see him.
I mean.
Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Got a question for
I like this.
Bay Area sports fans on the other side. Coming up this afternoon, though, at 4:30, the Valkyries take on the Washington Mystics. You can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX. The pregame starts at 4. It's brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here.